So LinkedIn ads, how is that a thing? So story is, over the last maybe 2 years or so, I managed to position myself, I would say, as a high-level sales consultant, and I've worked with some really big teams, Jordan Belfort's being one, Rudy Mayer, Floyd Mayweather, believe it or not, Mike Tyson, selling high-level, high-ticket services, or meet and greets with celebrities, and obviously, you know, managing a sales team and, you know, scaling the sales team to the point where they're able to reach out to, you know, prospects and you know, ask them to drop 10K to meet certain celebrity or sell a higher tier program for someone like Jordan Belfort, which obviously is one of the biggest names in sales. This is something that I've been doing over the last number of years. Obviously, it's extremely high ticket from a consultancy point of view. You know, I could come into a business and charge anything from 60 to 120K for, you know, a few months, for like a quarter or maybe two, which is obviously, it's a huge sum of money. So, and some of those deals, you know, would be over a period of time. Some of them would be a few weeks. But again, if I can go into a sales team and take them from earning, you know, 100K a month to 300K a month, you know, they're going to make an extra 2.5 million that year. I could easily charge, you know, 100 grand or 200 grand, you know, provided we hit target. So, and that's kind of something I've been doing over the last number of years. And one of the sales teams that I started working with at the start was actually a friend of mine, James Blackwell. He has an agency, a recruitment agency in the United Kingdom. They help generally people in north of England get jobs or, you know, recruitment for, say, tech businesses or tech jobs, employees in that sector. Predominantly tech, not always, but predominantly. And he moved to Dubai and he started growing an online business that helped other agency owners to scale their business like he did in his seven-figure recruitment agency. So we became friends and he realized that I've got a natural gift for sales, teaching sales, sales systems. So he asked me to come into his business. You know, it was, I think it was maybe 120K retainer for me to come in for a few months, which obviously at the time, for anyone, 120K to, you know, for one deal is a lot. So that was a lot of money for me, obviously, at the time. And, you know, he's one of my great friends. But obviously, if your friend's going to give you 120K, like, he must trust you. And also, he must know that I'm good. So we came in. I tripled the sales team in the first few weeks in terms of their output, in terms of cash collected, which was awesome. And then we built a lot of systems in place. And while I was doing that, I ended up, you know, their premise was run an ad on LinkedIn to agency owners or recruitment agency owners. And then they would come into a system. They would put their name, email, phone number. And then they would, you know, we would have a dialer that reaches out to the prospect and tries to book them on a call with, let's say, one of the sales team. And it was so successful. And, you know, we never ran paid traffic before. You know, beforehand, obviously, when we were, you know, in our fitness business, it was all organic on Instagram. And then, as you guys know, we moved over to LinkedIn so we could sell a higher tier program. It was all organic. So now that we had moved in my own fitness business, we had moved over to LinkedIn, there would be no point us running ads on Instagram and Facebook. So that was out of the question because we weren't on those platforms anymore. And then I saw these guys running LinkedIn ads and I'm like, what if we ran a LinkedIn ad for these busy executives? Surely that would work. And James goes, no, bro, it won't work. The reason that our ads work, he said, is because we can target agency owners. Or recruitment agency owner. So it's easier for us to do targeting. He said, there's no way that you could target for men that just want to lose weight and build muscle. And in my mind, I was like, every man wants to lose weight and build muscle or perform better or sleep better. So I kind of went against the grain and I said, bro, I'm going to try it and see. So we started running ads and we were immediately profitable. I'm here, obviously, on my laptop. I'm going to talk you through some of the data that we have. And, you know, for some of you, running ads on LinkedIn is not your next move. But put it this way, if you can close and you can coach, then lead flow is your issue. If you, and some people say, hey, I want more leads, but it's actually because you're not closing. So you need to be really honest with yourself and say, am I actually closing decent money? Like, is my program expensive? Is it higher tier enough? Are you closing enough? And if the answer is no, then you need to improve that before you get any more leads. But just to give you an example, so this was January 2023, so this is only about a year ago. So we spent, my mindset was, we're going to spend, you know, $7,500 on ads in the first month because we were selling a $7,500 program. So in my mind, I was like, well, if we just make one sale in the whole month, we're good. Okay. So we spent $7,600. We got 121 leads. Okay. So we got $62 to $63 per lead. It sounds like a lot, but it really isn't when you do the numbers. So out of those 121 people, we booked 46 first calls. We got 27 to show up to the first call. Out of those 27, we booked 25 of them on a second call. 15 showed up and we closed 11 people. We collected $31,500 from $7,500. So we made a lot of profit. And we were over 4x profitable. So I was like, in the first month, I'm like, there's something to this. Like, this is scalable. At this point, I wasn't coaching. This is in my fitness business. I wasn't coaching. I wasn't closing. I was just being the CEO running these ads. And I'm like, this is so good. So we scaled. Over the next 3 months, we made a lot of money. We made a few hundred thousand dollars in profit in this system before I decided to step out of that business and then basically teach other people how to do this. Since then, some of you guys will have seen on my story over the last few weeks, the two first people that I helped run ads on LinkedIn have both won a Two Comma Club award. If you want to check them out, you can. I will give you their username so you can see for yourself. The first one is Andrew Marsham. So he was one of the first people that I helped run this system. So you can go to Andrew Marsham Fitness. You will see there's a pin post of him where he tags me and the team, which is awesome, for making $1 million inside of his business. And a big chunk of that came from this exact system, which has been really, really cool. Obviously, to be able to make money, you know, that amount of money for your team or people that you work with is incredible. The other one is Andy Naylor. Some of you guys will have heard of him already. Andy underscore Naylor underscore pure underscore elite underscore pro is his username. And you will see a post where he has posted his Two Comma Club award also. His name's Andy Naylor. So they're the first two that came through, and I started working with them only maybe 6 to 9 months ago. And they've kind of led the way with the LinkedIn, the whole LinkedIn ad space. And obviously, we've got a lot of our clients who are coming into our accelerator to learn organic LinkedIn, and a lot of them are ascending into our LinkedIn ads course, which in the grand scheme of things, if you're making millions of dollars or you have a system that can make millions of dollars, there's no investment that isn't worth doing to get involved in that. Now, we turn a lot of people away from the LinkedIn ads course if we don't think they're closing well enough, or they're not at that stage where they're closing well enough, or we think they need to improve their branding or their pitch deck a little bit more. Because the last thing that we want is, you know, someone pays us, you know, for the course. It's not expensive. You know, in the grand scheme of things, it's extremely cheap, but it still is an investment. They pay us for the course and they're running ad spend. And if their closing ability isn't great, then it's not a good idea. Hence why obviously we've got our sales course. It's a small course. It's like, I think it's maybe less than £1,300. You can run through that, and I teach people every week how to get better at sales, so that's a good stepping stone for when people want to do that. The link to that obviously is below in this episode. I know a lot of you are in that group already. I do a live 90-minute training every week. So once you have your sales at a certain level, then going into a LinkedIn ad system is really good. But if you're not closing, it can be challenging. So yeah, that's an overview of how that's going. Obviously, that's one of our I think that's going to be one of the most successful strategies in the fitness space over the next 3 to 4 years. Obviously, the sooner you get in on anything, the better. Buy the rumor, sell the news. If that makes sense. But yeah, I hope that's useful. If you guys have not gone through the blueprint, you should, because there is a lot of valuable info in there. Into that community, I drop a lot of recordings from the ads also. So if you want to learn a little bit more about that, that's a good idea. You can always reach out to our team. Liam is one of the main guys. You can either book in a call or reach out to him on Instagram or DM me on Instagram if you guys have any questions. We can give you over some free info. The worst thing that you can do is start the LinkedIn ads before you're ready. The second worst thing is you are ready and you don't join. So yeah, it's trying to figure out whether you're closing at a decent level. And I would say you need to be closing a 2K, 3K, 4K, 5K package before you should do something like that. Now, obviously I've got clients, some clients of mine are closing a 20K fitness offer, a 10, 15K fitness offer. So it's all relative. But yeah, I hope that's useful. And we'll see you guys in the next episode. Peace.